Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply Twin Day. Twin Day. Remember back in school, it was one of the most popular activities when you would find someone at the school, a good friend of yours, and the goal would be to dress just like that person on Twin Day. If you were a girl, you had to wear your hair just like that person, and the dress and the skirt and the blouse. The guys, by the same token, the same pants and shirt and shoes, and maybe even cut their hair the same way. Twin Day was very fun, and I can tell you that Twin Day didn't originate in elementary school. No, on the contrary, I believe that God has already orchestrated and a long time ago preordained that we should be his twins. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you can remember the Bible says in 1 John 3:2, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Then we discover in 1 John 4:17 that as he is, so are we in this world. And of course, you know in John 1:12 that we've received the power to become the sons of God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I submit to you that God wants us to be his twin. And there are some things that he wants us to do just like him. Obviously, we get to keep our own personality and our own a lot of things about our own characteristics. But the twin acronym outlines 4 key ways we should be just like God. The T in our twin acronym reminds us that we should talk like him. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should talk like him. This means that we should speak faith words and confident words, words that inspire, words that uplift, not words that pull down and destroy and tear down and mess things up. On the contrary, we should talk like him. He even said it in John 15:7, that if we abide in him and his words abide in us, we can ask what we want and it shall be done. Yes, my friends, God's words should live on the inside of us. You remember in Mark 16:20, where the disciples went and preached everywhere and they were confirming the word. Yes, my friends, we should speak like him. Remember growing up as kids, if we ever said anything wrong around our parents, they always corrected us. They would say, no, that's not how we speak in this house. We don't talk like that in this house. Well, the Holy Spirit is on the inside of us to govern our speech. And every time we're tempted to say something out of line, he intervenes and says, no, that's not the way we talk as children of God. We should speak this language. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should talk like him. The other thing that we should do is work like him. I can say that Jesus worked and worked hard at the ministry. He gave everything he had and poured his life into the development of his disciples and left a legacy behind for us to follow. We should work like him. Remember he said it in John 9:4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. Then he came in Luke 9:6-2 and says, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. In other words, when we work in this Christian life, we're working like him. We're not working thinking about all the things that we've done wrong and why we're not worthy. No, we're working like him. We're working recognizing that we've been called and set aside and ordained and chosen by God. How would you rate your ability to work like him? We've got the power. Think about it. When was the last time that you committed yourself in a particular day to say, you know what? I'm going to work like Jesus today. I'm going to pray for others. I'm going to make sure that if there's anyone sick, I can comfort them and uplift them with encouraging words. I'm going to visit somebody that's down and out and may not be doing their best right now. I'm going to be an example for the coworkers at the job and show them a pattern that they can follow. I'm going to work like him. The other thing that he did, my friends and neighbors, that we've got to do, we must invest like him. Yes, my friends, you know, many people don't think of Jesus as making investments while he was on earth, but he made many. That's partially because typically when we think of investments, we think stocks, bonds, mutual funds, CDs, 401ks, and the list goes on. However, the goal is to make these spiritual investments because those are the ones that pay the biggest returns. You remember the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 that to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Then we discover in Galatians 6 and 8, for he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Jesus made spiritual investments. Yes, my friends, he prayed for Peter that his faith would not fail. He also prayed for his disciples that they would continue to embrace the teachings that he put into them. Yes, my friends, we should make also the spiritual investments. Every prayer we pray is a spiritual investment. Every time we read the scripture, we're making a spiritual investment. Every time we follow the instructions of God's Holy Spirit, we're making a spiritual investment. And the investments that we make should be just like Jesus's. And finally, my friends, we should also nurture like him. Now, remember, when usually you hear the word nurturing, you think of a parent with a child. You think of a mother with a baby. But nurturing goes far beyond that. It's not just making sure that the kids don't go across the street without looking both ways and that they don't fool around with strange animals and dog cats that they see. No, it's also the loving, kind compassion that helps them grow up into a certain way. For example, you see it oftentimes with coaches and their players or teachers and their students. It's a nurturing process. One has knowledge and information that they want to share with someone else. We should nurture by the same token. The Bible tells us in Galatians 6 and 1 that if any man is overtaken in a fault, we which are spiritual should restore that person in the spirit of meekness. Yes, my friends, we should look back and assist those that are struggling in this spiritual life. Help them grow. Help some, we don't think of nurturing someone grown, but in Christ, there are many who are babes. They may be grown in years, but babes in Christ. And it's our job to nurture those and feed them with the milk of the word. My friends and neighbors, we can talk and work and invest and nurture just like Jesus. Every day can be twin day. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families and embrace the new and improving you.